Yes, not yet, not yet. I mean, you can clap if it was genuine. I didn't do this. God damn it. All right. Here we go. All right, you ready? Here's our intro.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Stab, welcome to Stab. Thank you for coming to Stab. My name is John Ross. I am the host of Stab. Would you guys like to meet your contestants? Would you like to meet your contestants, everyone? Okay, well, welcome to the stage, please. Jesse Jones, he's right there. Jesse Jones. Bill Wallace, he's right there. Yes. Thank you, Bill. And Michael Sella. Yes. High five in the crowd. It's white guy with beardish comedy night. Welcome.
Every night.
We do have every. It is every night in Sacramento. Thank you guys for coming. You know what? Let's play Stab. I feel good. Feel really good. This first segment's called Celebration Time. Each of you were given things that happened today, this day in history type things, and you were asked how you celebrate it. Mike Sella, you will be going first. You are playing first fiddle or third fiddle. I don't know yet.
Middle fiddle.
On this date, 1914, the Alpha Phi Delta fraternity was founded at Syracuse University. Guess what other thing happened on this date in 1872? In defiance of the law, suffragist Susan B. Anthony votes for the first time and is later fined $100. 100 Susan B. Anthonys.
But,
what did you do to commemorate these dates?
Okay. All right. To celebrate, I walked down to my old university campus, at which I'm technically still enrolled because I owe $325 in parking tickets. I took advantage of this legal loophole by going to campus services and officially filing for a new fraternity, Alpha Beta Vagina. This is perfect for the whole thing, that if you do that the whole time. Susan B. Anthony was a real boss bitch. She really put the B in Susan B. Anthony. We celebrate Susan B. Anthony, and like her, we also do things we're told we're not allowed to do. So join us for some community building, friend-making events that will help you in your future career. Perfect. Events like Suffrage Pong, Saturday nights and every night. Okay, Suffrage Pong. Get it?
Suffrage Pong.
Suffrage Pong, like beer pong, but with...
Oh, I thought you said paw.
Campus elections, where we get the vote out for TV characters in real campus elections as a joke. Other special things you can do, like date rape a feminist chick.
Oh.
Trust us, the look in their eyes when you're proving them wrong and right at the same time is priceless. Okay. We feature our own salad bar in-house, always stocked with fresh women's rights avocados.
Avocados.
And cool. This is a really easy one to do, by the way. Just Susan B. Anthony. Cool dorms. All our rooms come with a glass ceiling, so you can. And then annually we have a strap-on dance named after Elizabeth Cady Strap-on. That's a play on Elizabeth Cady Stanton for you Deep Cuts fans of. Give your date the reminder that while she can vote, she still doesn't have a dick. And then later, let her find your G-spot till you scream Susan G. Anthony. It's fun. This is very disjointed, but we named it Alpha and Beta, mostly because that's all the Greek letters we know, and because vagina. Alpha, beta.
Vagina.
Alpha, beta, vagina. Come out and also watch me do stand-up comedy sometimes. All right.
Mike Solo. All right. Moving on to Bill Wallace. There in the middle. He's a new friend to the show. This is the second time he's done the show. Bill Wallace, on this date, 1773, John Hancock is elected as moderator at the Boston town meeting that revolts that anyone who supports the Tea Act is an enemy of America. And then another thing that happened on this date in 1963, Sacramento's own Brian Wheat, bass player songwriter from the band Tesla, it's his birthday today. Tell me, what did you do to celebrate these two occasions?
Well, I'll tell you, John. I started my day with a nice hot bath full of Earl Grey tea, which obviously I stole from a local supermarket as to avoid paying unjust taxes.
Mm. Right.
Later, I was fortunate enough to be the very first person to sign an extremely important document. And I am proud to announce that I'm officially not allowed within 100 yards of my ex-girlfriend, Elizabeth. Lastly, to celebrate the bass player of Tesla's birthday, I listened to their entire Bust a Nut album and somehow refrained from electrocuting myself with a device invented by the man whom the band was named after. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. You don't have to do that because it's a microphone.
I'll show my appreciation.
All right. Thank you. Jesse Jones. On this date, 2013, India launched the Mars Orbiter mission, its first interplanetary probe. Also on this very date, 1953, some guy named Paul Searles sawed a 32-inch log in 86.4 seconds, which was pretty fast. How'd today go for you, celebration-wise?
I want to preface this saying that the only Indian guy we know said it was okay for me to read this.
Oh, it's going to be bad. It's gonna be okay.
I asked him to come in and read it himself, but he's gainfully employed as opposed to me. this is a transcript from an actual call I received this afternoon. Hello and good afternoon, sir.
Oh, no.
Have I reached the person in charge of medication purchases for this household? I'm sorry, I don't want any. Thank you and good evening, sir. My name is Kenny. I am calling from Real Canadian Pharmaceuticals International, a most trusted name in overseas prescription medication alternatives. Thank you, I'm good. Wait, Canada isn't overseas. No, and you're welcome. Good evening, sir. Your name has been given to us because you have purchased medications from one of our many sister companies in the past. Whatever government agency is recording these calls, that's not true. I agree and apologize and happy brunch, sir. Our records show that you purchased 40 milligram oxycodone from Global Authentic Trusted Medication Providers Global 37 months ago. That doesn't sound like something a completely honest patriotic citizen like me would do, phone call stranger. Are you guys all working out of the same call center in Bangalore or something? Please stop calling me. Congratulations and get well soon. Pleasant dawn, sir. I am calling you from the city of Akron in the state of Ohio in the country of the United States. Very much like yourself, sir. Our records show that you are an A+ number one valued customer. And as such, I am authorized to offer you delicious opiate-based pain medication pills. 40 milligram pills oxycodone, 60 oxycodone pills, 2 months supply of oxycodone for $400. Stop saying oxycodone, please. But that does sound like a good... I'm sorry, I don't have any money. Mazel tov and many happy returns, pleasant twilight, sir. We will also throw in erectile assistance remedy. Woodmakers for to make lady friends sexy times. 20 pills, no extra charge. Our records show you purchased 200 milligram Viagra generic from... All right, stop. Enough already. Seriously. I've never been so insulted in all my life. You guys still take MasterCard, right?
that was celebration time. This next segment is one of my favorite segments of the show. It's called Reorganization. Take these existing acronyms and reimagine them. What does it now stand for and who does it now represent? We also play this on our Twitter account that you could also play along with, at Stab Show. So if you guys would also like to play Reorganization at Stab Show, you're welcome to. Mike Stella, the acronym you were given was ACDC. Bill Wallace, you were given MADD, M-A-D-D. And Jesse Jones, you were given NRA, NRA. We'll go ahead and start with Mike Stella and ACDC. What does it now stand for?
ACDC now stands for Affordable Care Drowns Children. And this is a slogan which will go on a commercial with ACDC in the background, and the Republicans are going to be all like, Affordable Care Drowns Children, now that they have taken control of the House Congress thing that I didn't vote for.
The House Congress thing.
Behind this Affordable Care Drowns Children slogan, Republicans will now rally to repeal the act before most Americans figure out how to use it. That is now, and you are welcome, young lady.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that the end?
The look of disappointment.
No. Bill Wallace, you were given MADD, M-A-D-D, which used to stand for Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Is that what it stood for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. What does it now stand for?
Well, it now stands for Monsters and Dragons Digest.
Okay.
It's the first and only biweekly newsletter for swamp-dwelling, fire-breathing, mythological creatures and the like. Unhappy with your scaring skills? Finding that the wind beneath your wings is no longer the wind beneath your wings? Monsters and Dragons Digest is just the read you need to scare with speed once again. We've instilled faith in the hearts of millions by teaching them to instill fear in the hearts of millions. Order now. Order now and receive a free MADD fold-up chair, of which you'll only need the edge or less because you're Monsters and Dragons and you probably don't use chairs.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Jesse Jones, the acronym you've been given to reimagine. It's NRA.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you're
okay.
On.
Yeah.
That's on. Please don't do an Indian accent. That's what please.
Look out below, because the wildest, most dangerous aerial show on Earth is coming to the Sleep Train Arena this fall for a jaw-dropping one-night-only engagement. All the way from Moscow, it's the world-famous narcoleptic Russian acrobats. These nap-prone daredevils put the red in Red Square as they perform their whoopsie night-night trapeze act high above the arena floor without the safety of a net. But don't worry about the body count. The narcoleptic Russian acrobat squad is comprised entirely of political prisoners and the malnourished destitute. So we've got plenty more to fill their ranks after we mop up their comrades off the floor. Perfect for anyone who just watches NASCAR races for the crashes. The narcoleptic Russian acrobats never leave a sadistic crowd disappointed. And as an added treat, the audience will be divided off into sections, with each section representing one of the members of the troupe. If your section's member plummets to their death during the performance, you'll each receive one coupon for half off a corn dog and small soda. And remember, the first five rows on the floor are designated splash zones. So be sure to bring your favorite stain-resistant parka, or buy one at the souvenir stand. All proceeds go directly to helping feed these acrobats to the surviving members of the group. The narcoleptic Russian acrobats, where every waking second could be someone's last.
Wonderful. Great job. This next segment is called Write a Poem About It. Everyone was given three topics to write a poem about. The three topics were Bing Crosby, Bill Cosby, and Kill Bill Cosplay. Mike Sella, you were given Bing Crosby. Let's hear it, a poem about Bing Crosby.
Well, guys, today I wrote a poem about Bing Crosby. Last time I wrote a poem about Jizzy Sox, so it's getting more meaningful.
Jizzy Sox, that's right. That was the last one you did.
His real name was Harry, but he went by Bing, because that's what you name motherfuckers that sing. it's about as far. So good that in a few dozen years, Bill Gates would knock back a couple of beers and name a search engine after your ass. that you'd only use if you want to fail class, because Google is the Frank Sinatra of search engines. And Bing is the Lenny Kravitz of search engines. Yeah, I rhymed search engines with search engines. It wasn't just singing. Bing had another swag factor. Dude wasn't an Academy Award-winning actor. That's right. He could sing and act. Just like Jamie Foxx, if he could sing and act. just rhymed the same. The thing about Bing that was the most chill is that his name was never Bill. and he didn't give any women any roofies, I bet. If only because roofies hadn't been invented yet. That's it, I think.
That's it? Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you. It was a poem about Bing Crosby. Bill Wallace, you were given the duty to have written a poem about Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
ugly sweater, never better on this jello fellow. Purple, green, blue, brown, even mellow yellow. He's made us laugh, he's made us cry on TV and in movies. He likes his girls with thunder thighs. Just ask his co-star Rudy. She's old enough now, guys. Although he's old and senile now, I hope he never stops, at least until we've had our fill of Jell-O pudding pops.
Great job. Just knocked over. Yeah, hey, you guys having a good time? Are you? All right. Yeah, okay. Remember, you didn't pay to get in. the poem you were given to write was Kill Bill Cosplay. Mm-hmm. That's really hard to say.
It is.
Yes.
Since we'll be covering haiku later, I felt the best way to honor Quentin Tarantino's homage to Japanese cinema was to do my poem in the form of a tanka, which is a single line, 31 syllable Japanese poetry form.
Okay. Are you guys counting? Can someone keep track of this to make sure the accuracy is?
This is it's titled Con Queen.
Okay.
Chubby, acne scarred girl, stuffed into a hand sewn Bruce Lee jumpsuit. Oh, goddess of the convention. Nerds will beg to call you bride.
Well, that's the end of that segment.
My favorite part was he was standing there with money in his hand to pay.
Yeah.
And then he was like, Bruce Lee jumpsuit. All right, yeah.
He almost pulled more money out. That's why. All right, this brings us to the topical haiku challenge. Gentlemen, you've been asked to write a haiku on a topical subject. That's why we call it the Topical Haiku Challenge. It's not about creams. The NFL team, the Washington Redskins, are suing 5 specific Native Americans for being offended at the team's name. Let's hear 3 haikus each in regards to that topic. One at a time.
Okay. This one's called We Also Stand Behind the RG3 Trade for you football fans. Nobody? Okay. Dear Hiawatha, what happened to the music?
Do you want the...
Yeah, please. That was... Dear Hiawatha, listen up, Chief. Your skin's red. See your ass in court. They'll get better.
Bill.
Washington Redskins. Our name is super racist. Don't be offended.
Okay. Jesse.
Okay. First one is titled Fine Then. Dear Chief Double Down, how about the Washington Pie Gow Nickel Slots?
Okay. All right. We all get to go through again. We all get to actually make a couple more passes. Mike Sella.
That was eerily similar to him. Mine is called, this is called Taking Offense is Only Your First Offense. Dear Chief Sitting Bull. What? We catch you scalping tickets. Scalping tickets. We'll cut your dick off.
Okay.
We'll cut your dick.
I understand.
I'm good at this.
Yeah. I didn't know we were supposed to title them, so this one's called Number Two. Oh, you're suing me? No, fuck that. I'm suing you. No clue how law works.
This one is titled The Numbers Game. At this point, aren't there more Redskins in uniform than reservations?
Rough. And the third of three passes.
This one is called Ray Rice Jersey. Hey, Pocahontas. She's a female Indian. Please accept this wife beater. Where in your wigwam?
Okay. Number three. It's time for a change. We're no longer the Redskins. Haha, not really.
Was haha two syllables? Oh, very good, very good.
And finally, this one's titled Fool Me Once. Please, proud native soul, accept our apologies. Wrapped in these blankets.
That was the topical haiku challenge. I really like that sound effect. This is the last segment of the first show. Don't everyone leave. It's called Movie Makeup. Here are some movie titles we/I made up. Please give them a synopsis based off the provided titles. Mike Sella, the movie title you were given was Your Canary, My Poonanny. Bill Wallace, the title of a movie you were given is The Truth About Tandem Bicycles. Jesse Jones, the title you were given was May the Secretary Splurge. I don't know. I was not drunk. I wish I could just... Mike Sella, let's hear the synopsis for the movie Your Canary, My Poonanny.
Okay, this movie, Your Canary, My Poonanny, a story about a man and his father-in-law. It's a true story based on the future life of Mike Sella. That's intro. I'm just going to do a jump cut. It's a trailer, and a man singing to his daughter, tucking her in. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Daddy's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And the girl's like, a mockingbird, Daddy? Hi, this is a show we do about stuff. And then he's right. That's right, a mockingbird for my little canary. Okay, and then another jump cut, and now the music's like, da-na-na, and then I walk in like a grown man with a beard and stuff. And then it's like, you guys tracking? All right. He never wanted to get married, but he always wanted a father-in-law. Just so he could say things like, damn, Can you believe my wife's vagina came from your wife's vagina? And it's so much smaller, probably. It's like a nesting doll of vaginas. And then, yeah, John Ross starring as the canary dad. Oh.
That means my daughter.
Yeah, it's your daughter.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Well, I don't.
We're going to have to fight.
And then there's one more teaser in the trailer where I go to John's house and ask him for his daughter's hand in marriage.
God.
And then it starts playing, "Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry her anyway." And then John's like, "Yeah, that song comes on the radio at work. You're not marrying my daughter. Get the fuck out of my house. And please take your ukulele with you." Guys, this has been a show, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I want to do some riffing now.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, Mike Sella.
Starring John Ross.
Turning in another stellar performance. Great job. Thank you.
Yeah, you can catch me every Tuesday here.
Oh, yeah.
There's an open mic that I run, and then on Fridays, there's a show, a stand-up show at the Comedy Spot called Comics with an X.
That's awesome.
Moving on. Yeah,
great job. Watch. What's your...
Twitter.
What's my what?
Twitter.
Good timing.
Oh, thank you.
At Mike V. Sella.
Okay.
Is my...
At Mike V. Sella.
Is my...
Is your...
Twitter.
Okay. Bill.
Yes?
Riding bitch tonight. You're in the middle. That's what it means. The name of the movie that you were given, the title of the movie you were given was The Truth About Tandem Bikes, Bicycles. The Truth About Tandem Bicycles.
The Truth About Tandem Bicycles. Meet Cheryl, a tandem beach cruiser with a big secret on her handlebars. Cheryl is in love with Zeke, a rough around the edges unicycle from the south side of town. Unfortunately, having been raised in a conservative tandem household, she knew that her parents would not approve of her newfound love. So, she decided to start dating Martin. Although he wasn't much to look at, Cheryl knew that his two seats and his four pedals would be just what she needed to keep her parents in the dark about Zeke. Follow Cheryl as she debates whether to continue living a lie with Martin to appease her overly controlling parents or to follow the gears of her heart all the way back into Zeke's loving petals. This thought-provoking journey from existential crisis to ecstasy will keep you laughing, crying, and wondering if it's just an elaborate bike-themed metaphor for racism until the very end. Come to a theater near you to find out the truth about tandem bicycles.
Great job. Bill, do you have a MySpace account? Okay.
You can find me at Charlie Waffles. At Charlie Waffles.
Okay.
It's a restaurant.
That's the place you like to go? Okay. That's awesome. All right, Jesse Jones, bring us home.
Sure.
In the truest sense of the word. With the title of your movie is called May the Secretary Splurge?
Introducing QVC's first original made-for-TV movie. When unlucky in love, administrative assistant Tempest Goodhart is given the corporate platinum Visa card by her generous, hunky boss, Eugene Firebrand. To help him plan his engagement party, it seems like her shot at this heartthrob CEO might just be lost for good. But when the plucky Tempest finds a stunning 1/2-carat, round prong set, Rock Creek Blue Montana Sapphire, elongated bale pendant surrounded by a halo of 1/5 carat of round bezel set diamonds. On an 18-inch 14-carat gold spring ring clasp chain. Retail price, $1,140. QVC price, only $577. And featured price of just $544 if you call in the next 8 minutes. Tempest knew that with the help of her sassy, bargain-conscious gay best friend, Richard Gobbler,
oh, God.
She might just be able to buy her way into her boss's heart. And the love affair really heats up when she discovers that all of her dreams could come true for 5 easy payments of just $108.80. Starring Emma Stone as Tempest Goodheart, James Marsden as CEO Eugene Firebrand in a performance critics are praising as genuinely watchable, and I thought that was Chris Pine for at least 45 minutes. Arnie Hammer is Richard Gobbler, and Christopher Walken is the voice of the Platinum Visa card. May the Secretary splurge. Rated PG. MasterCard, Discover, American Express also accepted.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Stab. One more time for Mike Sella, Bill Wallace, and Jesse Jones. Remember, you can check us out on our website, stabforgold.com. Follow us at Twitter, on Twitter, at Stab Show. Thank you, and please stay for the next show.